100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And a very good morning to you. You're waking up with the Novos on New FM. Ari, how are we doing?
Great. Happy hump day, Scott.
Oh, very happy hump day. I'm on Struggle Street this morning, Ari.
What's going on?
Oh, 4 hours sleep is doing me no good.
See, this is what happens when between men and women. Women get 4 hours sleep, we can take on the world. When men get 4 hours sleep, you drag and you fake.
A battle of the sexes at 5 a.m. in the morning. That's exactly what I wanted to walk into. No, I was slogging away last night. Yeah. I was hosting trivia every Tuesday, 7 o'clock, City Junction Hotel, if you want to come along.
Nice plug.
And it's great fun. It really, really is. But by the time you finish up a trivia, you have a chat to everyone, then you've got to go drive through Guzmani Gomez, pick up something. And then on the way back home, eat it, off to bed, TikTok time. Next thing you know, it's knocking on the door at midnight. You go,
that is such a slog.
And everything in that schedule is a necessity. Nothing could be taken out if you ask me. Hey, what'd you get up to last night, Ari?
Well, I wasn't as busy as you at all. I actually had a really nice long shower. I did some pampering. I made a nice dinner. So, yeah, I was chilling out at home. I was happy.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like you're nice and relaxed and ready to head into your Wednesday morning.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, huge local news that just dropped yesterday afternoon, Scott. I don't know if you know anything about this, but I reckon the Newcastle community will be very excited for him. Mm. So our A-League men's coach, or head coach, Rob Stanton for the Jets.
Yep.
So he's just been named as the assistant coach. So he's jumping on for the upcoming A-League All-Stars match that they're versing English Premier League side Newcastle United, which is coming up on May 24th in Melbourne. But he's going to be assistant coach.
That's against cool.
EPL, like, royalty.
Massive.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how he scored that gig, though. I mean, come on. There's a lot of coaches in the A-League that could have gotten that gig.
Jets had a great season. What are we talking about?
No, they didn't. But, yeah, this is really exciting. But also former Jets midfielder. This is another exciting part of this.
Yeah.
His name's Mark Milligan. He's also been named as the assistant coach with Western United goalkeeper coach Michael Theo. So, yeah, it's really great.
I love how there's different coaches for different sections of the team.
Yeah.
Like when I used to play soccer, and you used to play soccer as well, Ari, did you have like a specific coach for your...
Goalkeeper.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Me too.
Completely different skills are used.
Completely different. But again, the goalkeepers don't get enough credit.
They don't. They're the heroes. The strikers and the goalkeepers are the absolute heroes of the match every time.
They are massive news for Rob Stanton. Big congrats to him as well. Woo. It's huge news, not just for Newcastle, but for personal news for him.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
So Jackie stepped into the studio this morning to tell us all the latest live and local news headlines. But Jackie, more importantly, your morning routine has just changed. Tell us about it.
Yes, so this is my personal news headline. I have just entered the world of pre-made iced coffees at the supermarket.
Only just now?
Yes, just now. So I've only had the, because I don't drink regular milk. So I've only had them when I was a kid, and I used to love the oat milk, chocolate milk. And,
elite.
Oh, they were so good. But now I've just found the Dare oat milk iced coffees and mochas, and they're so good.
I didn't even know they made oat milk Dares.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Big game changer for the iced coffee scene.
Huge.
There you go. Shall we jump into some actual news? The ones that we don't really care about? No, that's fine. I like the oat milks. So first of all, I think we need to address the budget. Maybe one of our MPs, our local MPs, have had stuff to say.
Yeah, so Meryl Swanson has come out with a number of things that are happening for Paterson. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's $32 billion has been allocated for new homes nationwide. So this is going to affect
that's
the Hunter.
That's huge.
That's a lot of money.
Huge. $3 billion in student debt over will help over 3 million Australians. Like, it's set to be wiped for that many people.
Okay.
Specifically in Paterson, 15,000 people have help debt. So 15,000 wow. people are going to benefit from that.
Just in that electorate alone. Oh, yeah, my God.
In that electorate alone. So that's pretty big news. And then we also have M1 upgrades through further funding of $112 million.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And $137 million for some duplication of Nelson Bay Road.
Okay, that's good for Nelson Bay Road. I feel like the M1 is pretty good quality at the moment, though, so maybe they should look at other things.
Oh, yeah. But they're doing the M1 extension, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, the M1 extension's got to be where the money's going into, because to get people up and on the roads safely,
yeah, true.
Huge priority of the government.
Absolutely.
All right, well.
Wonderful. Jackie, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Anything else to bring up?
Yes, I actually do have some more news, if you'd like to hear a little bit about some pharmacies. So,
yeah. Oh, always.
Yeah, so UTI trials, you may have heard they were doing a lot of trials at the end of last year.
Yeah.
So they were trialing at pharmacies. They can hand out, like, prescriptions for UTI and also the oral contraceptive pill.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so after the 12-month trial, the UTI local pharmacies can now treat for UTI permanently.
Cool.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. That is a bit of good news, isn't it?
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
We've got to talk about the portal, though. So, the portal.
What are we talking about? You say portal?
This is outstanding.
Okay.
Outstanding. It is the latest viral craze. It's all over my TikTok feed. It is going gangbusters worldwide. It is a literal portal. So imagine a portal. It's a circle with a circle on the inside.
Okay. Oh, it transports you places.
Well,
right.
You think so. Well,
Doctor Who style.
Kind of. It's like they're going full Avengers Endgame and transporting everybody through Doctor Strange. Anyway, that's going down my geeky side.
Yeah.
The portal is a literal portal that connects and unites two sides of the world. It is described to bridge a united planet. It's a art installation, which is a webcam in New York and a webcam in Dublin, Ireland.
So you can't actually step through it.
You can't step through it, but you can see. So it's like a FaceTime that runs 24/7 from Dublin to New York City.
This is groundbreaking. How come I didn't know anything about this?
So this portal has been set up and unfortunately has had to be closed down momentarily. It has had to be shut down and then it's been reopened and there's been issues with it technically and stuff.
What?
Because what do you think people are going to do when presented with a webcam? They're going to do the inappropriate.
Yeah, they're like going to go all out, aren't they?
A blind man could have seen this coming. Like, seriously, there's been people that have been flashing the portal. There was people grinding up against it.
Oh, my God.
There was really, really inappropriate imagery shown. And you'll never guess what side it was on. You got a 50-50. Was it the Americans or was it the Irish?
Oh, it's
got
to be the New Yorkers, surely.
It was the Irish.
They're loose over in Ireland. Oh, they really are. They don't care.
They've had one too many Guinnesses. And they start putting bear butts on the...
too many pints at the pub.
That's it. Oh, and then they're getting in front of the webcam. Look, what did they honestly expect was going to happen? Genuinely, you can't trust the general public.
I don't think this will last long. But no. Like you say, like it's being shut down and reopened. Okay, but you know what? What a bit of fun. And two, like, really loose places of the world, too. Connecting culture. Yeah, great. Connecting the weirdos of the world, probably.
And, I mean, it's great in terms of that there has been really positive imagery coming out about this portal where people have been showing up signs that, like, hi, mum, and they're talking to people. And
beautiful.
It really is connecting a global society.
Yes.
Again, do we need that as a public art installation? We have our phones on us all the time. If I wanted to FaceTime somebody in America right now, you could.
Oh,
it wouldn't
maybe.
Be hard.
Yeah, I think this just opens up a whole other can of worms, as we have seen. I don't know. If you want to know more about it, you've got to just Google it, and I'm sure you'll find exactly what we're talking about with this imagery.
If you look at the TikToks regarding the portal, you will be, like, literally blown away. You've got to be thankful, though. Can you imagine if they put that anywhere in Australia? The swearing would be off the charts.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
A shower thought I had this morning, Ari. I'm going to hit you with it.
I love a shower thought.
So yesterday I was scrolling TikTok, which is hobby number one.
It is.
Oh, it's what I do best and what I do the most. And I've come across all these people that are on their weight loss journeys, and I myself am on the journey to lose a pant size in the next 5 weeks.
That's right. You've got a wedding coming up.
Yes, my housemates are getting married. Who? Special shout out. It's my housemate's birthday today. So happy birthday to him.
Lovely.
Yeah, their wedding, so I want to fit into the pant size. We had an issue. Was I 34 or 36? I want to be a 34, but I'm currently sitting in that
middle range.
Unclear zone.
Yeah.
Moving along. People on TikTok are posting about their weight loss journeys, and they're all getting built, getting ripped, getting tatted up, and they usually show a before and after.
Yes.
Lots of tattoos. That's cool. I don't have any tattoos, personally. Do you have any tattoos, Ari?
No, I don't.
It got me thinking in the shower this morning. Don't ask me why.
Uh-oh.
But if you go on a weight loss journey, if you lose weight or gain weight and you've got a tattoo, what happens to it?
I've seen this happen in real life. It either, if you're younger, I suppose if you lose a bit of weight, your skin kind of goes back into form. So it's the elasticity is still there.
Yeah.
But then if you're a little bit on the older side of the spectrum, it tends to sag.
Really?
Yeah.
Again, it's a wonder when people have like words tattooed on them. You think, is that going to get distorted? Genuine question.
I think it does a little bit.
And I've never been in the situation to get a tattoo because I do not have the stones for that. I'm way too scared of needles. That I would not be able to sit through the pain of getting a tattoo. That I don't think I'll ever find out. But if you do happen to know the answer, our Instagram DMs are open at @thenovos_. What happens to a tattoo if you gain / lose weight? Does it stretch? Does it move? What happens to it? Because I really would like to know. What's on this day? Ari, the 15th of May.
Okay, this is one of my favourite segments for today. I reckon it's for the week, actually. Are you ready, Scott?
I'm ready.
May 15th, on this day in the year 1905, the Sanctum of Neon Lights of Poker, where big name artists get to perform all of their residencies. I'm talking about Las Vegas was actually founded and born in Nevada on this day.
Las Vegas' birthday today.
It is.
Oh, geez, they're going to have a heck of a party, aren't they?
Exactly. 23 years later on this day, a certain Walt Disney character made his first ever appearance in the silent film, Plane Crazy. Who do you think it is?
In a silent film?
Yep. Walt Disney, first ever character. Come on.
Oh, it's got to be Mickey.
It's Mickey, absolutely. So that's only in 1928. Oh, my goodness. Okay, also moving on, quite a few years now. This day in 2004, one of my favourite movies ever, Shrek 2, premiered at the Cannes Film Festival.
Shrek 2, an absolute belter of a movie.
Are we there yet?
No!
Are we there yet?
Yes.
Really?
No!
God, it's iconic.
Are you? No! Do you like Shrek 1 or Shrek 2 better?
Oh, number 2 all the way.
Oh, controversial.
Shrek 2 slaps. It's great. Okay, moving completely away from that world of entertainment. In 2022, so quite recently on this day, Kourtney Kardashian, Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker, who you're a fan of, Scott.
Love Blink.
They got married in Santa Barbara for real shortly after they married in Las Vegas illegally without a license. So there you go. They got married twice. And also this time last year, businesswoman TV personality Martha Stewart, we all know her, she became the Sports Illustrated oldest ever cover model at the age of 81, appearing, get this, as part of its swimsuit issue. You know what? I wouldn't be game enough at that age to do this, I'm telling you.
Good for her, but that's on this day for May 15th.
UFM. The Novos.
Ari, I've got a bone to pick with my beautiful girlfriend, Britt.
Oh, what has she done now?
It's not what she's done now. I have very little bones to pick with her, but this one really was grinding my gear something awful. So she lives in an apartment complex. She's a... with flatmates. She shares. So pretty much her room is her room.
Great.
And so she keeps all her stuff in her room. They got a lovely house, great housemates. Mm-hmm. So when Britt was reorganizing her room over the weekend, trying to do a bit of like storage work and a bit of Tetris with all of her stuff, she went to Kmart.
Okay.
And picked up a shoe storage rack. And that's great. That's fine. She wants to keep
organization.
Exactly right. She wants to keep everything in order, and wants to be able to see everything, and wants one of those like big bag things with the packet, like glass front, not glass, see-through, transparent plastic.
Yes.
So you can see what the shoes are. You zip it open, get them out, that kind of thing.
And also because, you know, it protects it from any dust or dirt that floats around in the air, whatever.
Of course. That is a 12-pack.
Okay.
So there's 12 shoe slots in that little compartment thing.
That's all you'd need. Just one and done.
So Britt pulls out two of them.
What?
So there's 24 shoes. And I went, that's 24 shoes, Britt? That's a lot of pairs of shoes.
Yeah, it is.
And she goes, oh, this doesn't include my boots. And I went, what? Excuse me? She goes, oh, no, the boots are under my bed. All my heels and my sandals are in these bags. And then all of my other shoes are in the cupboard. So,
she's not even putting all the shoes that she has into these little storage bags. She's got them everywhere.
So I'm as bewildered as you are. How many shoes do you have, Britt? 49 pairs of shoes in her apartment. And I went, you've got to be kidding. She goes, oh, no, there's still more at my parents' place.
How big is her room?
For real?
Oh, my God.
60. I'm going to round it. I'm going to say 60 pairs of shoes.
Oh, Britt, you're crazy.
I did a count. I have 10. And okay. I reckon 10 with a 5 in rotation that I wear with any regularity.
That sounds like similar to me. I think I could have about probably 11, yeah, maybe.
This is not including dress shoes. This is not including special occasion events. Nothing like that. This is I've got my kicks. I've got some joggers, my Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a pair of boots, and that's about it.
Okay, it sounds to me like this is a scene from, like, Confessions of a Shopaholic. Has Britt got a bit of a hoarding issue with her shoes?
Oh, Britt is Britt's a fashionista, and she's very, very fashionable. Great, great fashion sense.
Yeah, okay.
But nobody needs 60 pairs of shoes. And, look, not the first time I've come across this. My mate is a fashion icon himself, works in the fashion industry, and I say that.
Cool.
Yeah, so there was a time a number of years ago when he would rock up to the pub every week for our social catch-up in a different pair of shoes.
Stylish.
And he would never repeat shoes. And you go like,
nah,
what even, bro?
You're not the prince. You can't do that.
Am I missing something here by only having a handful of shoes? Up until the weekend, Ari, I didn't realise I was dating a caterpillar.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
And a shameless self-plug here, Ari. Mm-hmm. Tuesday nights, 7 o'clock, Sydney Junction Hotel. I host trivia.
I love it.
Last night I was there and I got talking to one of the regular punters. His name is Mark.
Yeah.
And Mark was telling me, Scott, I'm not going to be here next week. And I said, oh.
Okay, that's a shame.
What do you mean? What could possibly be more important than coming to a trivia night?
At SJ's, yeah.
It's called the Variety Bash New South Wales. Now, what is this?
Oh, my gosh. Just side note, actually. I was coming home from Derby Street the other day, and I saw a Variety Bash car parked. They're in town.
They are in town. They're about to kick off. I do believe it's 7 days, 300 mates, one road trip to remember. It's all done by the Variety charity. They're kicking things off in Gunnedah, going to a whole heap of regional towns and visiting lots and lots of towns and getting support and money and opportunities out to kids in regional towns as well across New South Wales and the ACT. It's absolutely fantastic. Mark was telling me that he and his partner have raised $11,000 themselves.
Just themselves?
Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness.
Just
themselves. Absolutely outstanding.
Yep.
All the details are online. You can jump on and check out Variety NSW. Type it straight into Google.
Easy.
Tell you all the details there. But $11,000 raised by a couple for such a great cause.
Mm.
That's incredible. What great work we have by Novocastrians.
Absolutely.
And Super Hubert's going to be involved. He's been working with the Variety Bash for lots and lots of years now. Mm-hmm. Look, something we can all really, really get behind. I love the sound of it.
Shackers.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody's heard this word. Everybody's seen it. Iconic in the surfing world. Well, the hand gesture is now being enshrined as an official statement piece in the state of Hawaii. So when you think about Hawaii, okay, all you think about is these beautiful beaches, you know, Waikiki. You're thinking about, shackers, brother. You know, everything's really relaxed.
Yeah.
Everything. It is the surfing culture, right? It is the epitome. Well, the hand gesture shackers, which is made by, you know, curling in your three middle fingers, extending your thumb and your pinky. Hawaii has now made the sign its official hand gesture. This was made actually into law by Hawaiian lawmakers. They passed a bill during this week and last that it's going to be, the original gesture of Hawaii.
Why would they take the old hand, phone? Because I use the shackers as if I'm answering a phone. If somebody's like, I'm going to call you or I'm doing the call signal, I don't think of that as the shackers. I think of that as someone's trying to contact me.
Oh, well, I think, you know, with the shackers, you've got to kind of like move your hand when you do it. Kind of like rotate it back and forth, like move your wrist and stuff. So I think that's more the appropriate shacker.
So in essence, they're getting rid of the wave.
Yeah.
So the new formal way of greeting somebody's going to be doing a shackers at them out the car window.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, so this is going to become now into law the official gesture. So there you go. So no more waving, all about the shackers if you're going over to Hawaii for a holiday.
What if we had a hand gesture that was like just for Newcastle? What would your hand gesture for Newcastle be? Everyone's got to get their head out of the gutter for this one.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to think of one that's appropriate. Probably just a thumbs up. It's like, you're right, mate. It's like, yeah, mate, I'm all good.
Oh, because we're all chilled and laid back.
We are.
For me, Ari, it's got to be probably the bird raised on both fingers, on both hands, because I see a lot of that on Industrial Drive. Too many people driving 60Ks in an 80 zone.
New FM. The Novos.
All right, let's have a look at the news around world of celebrity, gossip, entertainment. I want to kick things off today, Ari, and ask you, do you know who this is?
Hi there, Dean. I understand you're taking suggestions from students, eh?
Students, eh? Okay.
Who's that sound like?
All I'm picturing with his voice is excellent. Is that someone from The Simpsons?
It is. It is Mr. Burns.
Oh, God.
Classic Mr. Burns.
He was scary to me. I found it really creepy.
Really?
He looks like a weird, like, bird dinosaur type of person in a suit.
He's the ultimate villain. Like,
Do you think?
I think so. Like, he's that ultimate character that no matter what, like, no matter what direction he goes in, he's always got a money-driven agenda and it's always going to be bad for Springfield.
But doesn't his plans, like, always get spoiled or they go wrong? Is that...
Again, yeah. he's not nothing malicious, but he's always seen as, like, the doom and gloom figure in the show.
Fair enough.
News kicking about today, Simpsons are up to season 35, which, to me, is way too many. And as an avid Simpsons fan, it's time to pull the plug, but that's the story for another day. The voice of Mr. Burns is now done by Harry Shearer, who also does voices for, like, Principal Skinner, Kent Brockman, my favourite character, Mr. Smithers, a whole heap of ones.
Wow.
Harry Shearer is now 80 years old, and fans are jumping online saying that, Harry, it's time to hang up the boots. You no longer sound like Mr. Burns. This is him in season 35.
So you want me to talk about Persephone O'Dare? That's easy. She was a brilliant entrepreneur who wanted to save the world.
Who cares what he was saying? He doesn't sound like Mr. Burns, does he?
That sounds nothing like him.
Nothing like him.
Sounds like he's trying to be John Laws.
Does actually.
Yeah, that's not good.
Sounds nothing like Mr. Burns.
Unbelievable.
Maybe it's time to get a new voice actor in. It's not the first time that they've had to bring in new actors for The Simpsons.
Absolutely.
People pass away or, look, what has been accepted in the past is no longer accepted and rightfully so.
Yeah.
So they change characters, they change the voice actors.
Yes.
Maybe it's time for Mr. Burns to get a facelift.
Yeah, everybody's voices change over time. It's normal. Okay, I have one for you, Scott.
Get this.
All right. A former boy band star has just revealed that he was kicked off Tinder. Who do you reckon it was?
It's got to be Zayn Malik. Oh, former 1D lad.
How did you know? You cheated. He cheated, guys. He cheated.
Zayn is my favourite 1D member.
Is he? Well,
ex-1D
another
member.
Thing to disagree on, I think, Scotty. So the original one of the Five Direction singers, Zayn, he said recently, I think it was this week or something, in an interview that he was actually kicked off the dating app once or twice. So not just once, I don't think, a couple of times. And he was accused of catfishing, thinking, like, people thought that he was impersonating the singer. And fair enough, why would a famous person be on Tinder? But we've all got to find a date somehow. Yeah.
Famous people need love.
That's true.
There's that famous dating app for all the celebrities.
Raya,
that's the one.
Yeah.
Look, do you want to date a celebrity? No, you just want to date a
cop. I would.
You want to date a cop?
I'd date a sportsman.
Of course you would, Ari.
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Let's get straight into this. This is Lois to Lux, our game for this morning. First chance to win some prizes as well. We give you three items. We need you to list them for us from the cheapest to the most expensive. You do that, you come away with a prize.
Up for grabs, you've got a family pass to go check out the Australian Reptile Park. Plus, all callers on air today with us in the draw to win $100 dues worth of fuel. We're heading to Fennel Bay. Steve's on the line. Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good morning.
Mate, you're all good?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Okay,
Beautiful. Good.
All right, are you ready to play, Steve? Do you know how it works?
I think so. Cheapest, most expensive.
Excellent. All right, let's kickstart this. The first item I have for you this morning, Steve, the Baxter Bone brand one size fits all charcoal fabric sofa cuddle bed for your dog from Bunnings. That's your first one. Your second item is going to be a four pack of 250ml cans of V energy drink from Coles at Katara. And then last but not least, you have the Backbone One PlayStation Edition mobile gaming controller for your iPhone. So just a quick recap. You got the fabric sofa cuddle bed for your pooch. You then got your 4-pack of V energy drink cans. And then, of course, the PlayStation mobile gaming controller for your phone. Which one do you think's the cheapest there, Steve?
I'll go to the cans of V.
All right, so that's locked in. What's your second?
The pooch bed and then the controller.
He's very quick with the answers this morning, Ari.
I don't know what it is with our callers this week, but everyone seems so confident. All right, very okay. Confident. Are you happy to lock these in, Steve?
Yeah, lock them in, Eddie.
All right, let's go.
Ari's changing the name to Eddie. I love it.
I'm going to do it. Okay. Okay, here we go. Revealing the prices. Your 4-pack of 250ml cans of V. Going to set you back $11.
Okay, seems pretty reasonable. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go with the Baxter Bone sofa cuddle bed. This is so cute. From Bunnings.
But what size dog, though?
It says one size fits all. I see what you did there. All right. Yeah.
$59. Nice.
All right. Okay. So that means that the gaming controller for your iPhone, never seen these before until today, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, that has to be.
Could be a trick question.
I know.
It could be all to play for here, Steve.
All right, let's go.
I know, right? That's going to kill me.
Here we go. This is going to set you back
$179. He's done it!
Congratulations, Steve. You're walking away with some awesome prizes.
Yes, mate. Family Pass, the Australian Reptile Park. It's coming your way. Plus, you're in the draw to get yourself $100 worth of fuel. Congratulations, mate. Well done.
Tip top. Thanks so much.
Threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous for the night.
We are three games on the trot, Ari.
I know.
How three good in a is row. This? The mighty Newcastle Knights, a great victory over the West Tigers in Tamworth over the weekend. And
it was
here.
A beautiful game.
Here to talk all about it. Brody Jones from the squad joining us. Good morning, Brody. How you doing?
Morning, guys. How are you? I'm going good.
Wonderful, that's mate. Good. We're fantastic in here. We got to talk about the trip to Tamworth.
Yes.
So it's been out, taking on the West Tigers. Great victory, 20-14, going our way. How'd you find the trip? How good is it to head into the country, engage with local fans, lots of younger junior fans as well, and then to walk away with a victory?
Yeah, I think the trip was pretty good. I think everyone actually enjoyed it. A little bit refreshing, I think. I mean, personally, I like the country, so I was all for it. Looking forward to it. But I think overall everyone enjoyed it, especially obviously coming away with the win. Mm-hmm. But we had a little open training session there at Farrah, like the school up there, and
yeah, that would have been great.
Yeah, like we had a fair turnout for a Friday, and it was good.
And couldn't enough tell that you love the country, mate. You put on a stellar performance. We got to talk about that runaway try by Brent Naden. He was away. He was down the sideline. And then out of nowhere, appearing like Houdini, you're there taking him down.
Yeah. I don't know how I ended up there. I had a bit of a head start on him. But, I just put my head down and ran and ended up in the right spot. So, yeah, it worked out all right for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the squad and yourself are doing so well, especially with three wins on the trot, like we said. What changes have you guys made, and you personally, to your game and prep this year to hit the level that you're at?
As a squad, I think it's more... At the start of the year, we're sort of looking to score points really easily, like thinking that we're going to score points pretty easy and just trying to do all the pretty stuff. But that's not our... I don't feel like that's our DNA as such. Like we're more of a gritty team, and like if we get into the tough sort of fights through the game, that's where we sort of come out the other side with. And that's sort of just been our last sort of, I suppose, three, four weeks is just getting back to that sort of style of footy, and yeah, it seems to be like we seem to sort of find our identity with it a bit. So.
Yeah,
the team's the team's gelling super duper well. And news breaking in the last 7 days, Brody, that is fantastic to see. Dane Gagai re-signing for the club. How big of an influence is he on and off the field and as a leader?
Oh, mate, he's massive. He's obviously been around for a long time and had a fair bit of experience in Origin and at other clubs as well under high quality and long serving coaches. So it's good to have him around.
off the field, let alone on the field. He's such a leader on the field, and he just competes like crazy, and yeah, he's good to play with. He's absolutely outstanding to play with. I can't, yeah, I mean him enough for it, but yeah, it's awesome to see. I get along good with him, and we all play a bit of golf together, so.
Oh, nice.
Cute.
It's good to have a bit of a social life outside of training, so it's, yeah, definitely good.
Definitely builds morale, absolutely. Coming into Magic Round this week as well, is it intimidating playing a Queensland team during the Magic Round? Obviously coming up against the Titans. It's where the Queensland fandom really shines. But, yeah, what does it feel like to head up there and play at an away stadium?
Well, I've only ever played one Magic Round before, and it was actually against the Tigers. So I couldn't actually tell you about the, you know, first in the Queensland team in Queensland for Magic Round. Like, I'd say that obviously have a bit more of a supporter base up there, but I mean, it's just, there's just going to be packed filled with all different supporters, I suppose. Like, it's just going to be mayhem, I suppose, up there. But I guess it's just like any other game for us, and you know, we're just not going to let the distractions get to us, really. Like, that's what we're sort of spoke about, and we just head down and you know, get through and hopefully get four in a row, and it's a 4-point game for us, so we've got a bye next week, so
beautiful. And the distraction, of course, being Caxton Street in Brisbane after Saturday. let's not go down that road. The game's on Saturday at 3 o'clock. They're taking on the Titans up in Queensland. Brody Jones, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Now for New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Blake.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning. My name is Blake Shelley. I'm 10 years old in Year 5 at Newcastle Grammar School. And today I'm Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is possible showers this morning, but a sunny afternoon. Tops of 23 degrees. Right now in Cameron Park, it's 15 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3
New FM. Oh.
Woo! Amazing job!
Knocked it out of the park. That was fantastic, Blake. How are you feeling?
Okay.
Yeah.
Very clear diction.
Very, very clear. Were you nervous coming in this morning?
Yeah, definitely.
You wouldn't know it. You did perfectly well. But congratulations, Blake. You've scored your very own birthday party for doing that at Kids World Adventure Playland. What? Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills at kidsworldplay.com.au. And don't forget, if you want to be our next Weather Whiz Kid and read the weather on air for us next week, get on it now at newfm.com.au. Well done, Blake.
Thank you.
Real quick, Blake, you got anyone you want to shout out this morning?
I just want to shout out my three besties, Juliana, Ava and Abrielle. They're like the best, so thank you.
Beautiful.
Three shout outs. You love to hear. Be the next UFM with a Whiz Kid, as Ari said, newfm.com.au.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
It's all about splitting food.
Oh, okay. This gets my goat every single time when this topic comes up.
So let's, from the outset, what are your thoughts on splitting food in general with partners, with friends, whatever?
I don't actually think you should.
So you're selfish.
Oi, no, I just think that, look, you choose whatever food you want to eat and then just you eat it. Like, if you're going out to a restaurant, for example, and you go, oh, I feel like some pasta, but I also feel like a chicken schnitty, well, pick one or the other and then you're done. Like, you can't just split half a bowl of pasta and then, oh, do you want to share my schnitzel as well? Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. I myself, I don't mind sharing food, but there's a way to share food that's correct, and then there's the way that's incorrect. And
what do you think is the correct way?
Well, I think that, let me explain.
Okay.
We're at a restaurant the other night, me and a couple of friends, and some of my friends are like coupled up, they're a partner.
Sure.
So that's fine. They order two separate meals. One orders a burrito, one orders nachos. We're out for Mexican. Delicious.
Great.
The bloke ordered the burrito, she ordered the nachos, and rather than like divide and conquer, like, okay, you have 50% of the nachos, we'll cut the burrito in half, which is what I would do if you are going to split food.
Okay.
I watched my mate physically munch down half the burrito and then pass it to his girlfriend. She then ate half the corn chips, half the salsa, all of that, and then gave him the other half. So they're eating half, then transferring.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That's disgusting.
I think that's rogue.
That's weird, though. Well, how do you know you've got an even split, too? You might eat one more, like more of one than the other.
I always get told by my girlfriend, if we're ever splitting food, she's like, no, you have to cut it. You
yeah,
have to, because
right.
I would take a munch and it would be 3/4 to 1/4 rather than a 50-50 split down the middle. I think it's weird to eat half and then transfer the other half, but what does Nui think? Instagram Ari at the Novos underscore.
Yeah, so I've done a little bit of a check. So Andy from Maitland has sent us a message. She says that she and her partner splits food all the time because they can't make a decision during date night. But instead, to fix this, they get spare plates to split dishes evenly. So they'll like divvy up and then put the spare, whoever has the spare side, on that spare plate.
See, I reckon that's all right. Like, if you're going to be splitting food, you've got to cut it.
Yeah, you do.
You're not doing the old 50%, then rotate the plate. No, not on my watch. I'm not about it. It's weird. And yes, if you're a couple, you're probably already kissing and swapping saliva, whatever. But still, it's weird to be doing that with food. Food's a completely other ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
105.3 New FM's Best of Newcastle.
That's right. It's time to announce our new category for the Best of Newcastle. This is our latest little promo we've got going at New FM. We want to find out what you love about Newcastle and the Hunter. And, of course, there's a new category every day. It could be anything. You know, where to find the best pie. It could be perhaps like the best family attraction. We've had this week already, we've had like, where can you find the best fish and chips? We've had answers for that. And yesterday, we had the best salon or the barber.
Yes.
This is exciting.
And Joel, if you're only live and local, drive home in Newcastle, he announced yesterday's winner.
Newcastle's best hairdresser / barber is, it's Elise's Hair Design in Curry. Elise, you won.
Oh, my God, how exciting.
Well done. Now, that is so exciting. You're the best. Think about every corner's got a hairdresser or a barber on it, and you're the best.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. We have some really awesome clientele.
Lots of people voting.
Every day. So, like we said, there's a new category every day. We want all Novocastrians and Hunter residents to vote. You could win a $500 cash, not bad for the click of a mouse, for the original Best of Newcastle. And today, we need you to vote now for your favourite coffee. Where do you find your drop? Where do you find your best cup of joe in the morning?
See, I'm not a coffee snob. I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
But I like my almond caramel latte, medium hot, served in a you know, nice container with a little wrap around it so I don't burn the fingers. I'm a bit delicate.
You sound like an LA girl, don't you? Like, go to Los Angeles, okay? We don't need that fancy stuff here.
I can be precious. Ari, you would definitely be an espresso type of person, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Where do you get your best cup of joe? Vote online now, newfm.com.au. The original Best of Newcastle. Cast your vote. Chance to win $500 dues at the end of the week. How nice is that?
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Oh, I've seen this post on Reddit, Scott. I was having a little scroll yesterday, and someone's brought up the topic of primary school excursions. Now, they say that in the late 90s, between the years of like kindergarten and year two, you did a lot of interesting stuff. Like, you went to like different places throughout your school time, and they say that they distinctly remember going on a school excursion to Charlestown Police Station, and then they took their fingerprints, they figured out how the law worked and things like that. They also took a trip to the post office at Warrabrook and things like that. How cool is that?
That sounds cool. I grew up in Western Sydney, so
a lot of the
local excursions that would have happened right across Newcastle and the Hunter, wouldn't have been. Would have no idea. I mean, I went to Sydney Aquarium multiple times. Oh, cool, shark. Like, once you've seen it, I got scared. I hid in the bathroom. That's about it. We went to, in year 11, I went and checked out a bakery as a local business case study.
Oh, okay, yeah,
look,
sure.
Boring.
That is a bit boring.
I feel like now that we've come across somebody that said they went to a police station that I've missed out.
Well, I think so. And because I obviously grew up here, I did a lot of excursions around the Hunter, Newcastle. Doesn't matter where it was in the region. We went pretty much everywhere. Didn't get to go to a police station, though, so that's quite interesting. I remember for some of our excursions, one of the things we used to do, I used to go to the Hunter Wetlands.
Oh.
Yeah, so we got to figure out how marine life worked, how the ecosystem worked, everything like that. So that's where we used to go a lot. We used to do things like go to the Hunter Ice Gaming Stadium. We went to shopping centres. We went on those like high ropes courses and stuff at like Minmai. Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. We did a lot of cool stuff. So here's what I think I want to do here. 4967-4105. It could be a kids. It could be you when you went to school. Where did you go for an excursion around our beautiful region?
I feel like I've missed out here in these stories. Because even yesterday you were saying, Ari, Maitland Jail's a great one to go to.
Yeah, yeah. I went there too.
See, no, we didn't go. There's a local jail near where I grew up is Parramatta Jail. Do you think we ever, do you think we ever went there? No.
I don't think that's safe. No. Probably not. Maitland Jail is not operational
that's
way.
Very true. Anyway, heading to Rutherford. Morning, Lauren. Where was the school excursion?
Morning. When I was in primary school, we went to Old City Town.
Oh, yes! With Wilbur.
Wilbur? Who's Wilbur?
That was the guy that was getting... it was the old Sydney. And it had the real theatrical demonstrations. And he was getting whipped.
Yes. Oh, okay. I'm with it now. Yes, sorry, Lauren.
Yeah, so like we as part of our excursion, we had to dress up in like old like convict clothes and things like that. And we rocked up and there was a school and, you know, I'm left-handed and they were like, no one speaks left-handed. No one writes left-handed and, they had like the cane out and everything, like threatening.
Yes,
they made it really theatrical. It was lots of fun.
Yes, I remember going to that. Did you not go to that, Ari?
I don't think I have, but I definitely have heard of it.
Definitely heard of it. All right, we're staying in Rutherford. Good morning, Trish. Where was the school excursion?
Well, back in the day when I went to school, it was boring. I went to the Ferrari factory at Gosford, and I went to the Oak Factory at Hexham.
Oh, the Oak Factory!
Oh, that place would have been great in its day.
A 300-meal chocolate oak at the end of the tour.
What more could you want from an excursion? Get a freebie at the end?
Anything for a free chocky milk. I will 100% get on board with that one.
Definitely. Let's get another story on the air from Redhead Samantha. Good morning. Where was the excursion?
To Tip Top at Gateshead.
Hang on. Are we talking about Tip Top the bread?
Yeah, the bread. Like, you drive past now, sometimes you can smell the fresh bread and you're like, oh, what would I kill for fresh bread?
You know, fun fact for you, Samantha, I used to work for the opposing company to Tip Top. I used to work for Goodman Fielder. They do, like, Helga's bread and stuff.
Yeah.
And okay.
Even just being around that bread, first thing in the morning, you smell it coming straight off the delivery truck. It is delicious. Yeah. Being in that factory must have been outstanding.
Oh, yeah, and you had to wear the hair in there, and you just got to watch all the process, and we got to sample the bread at the end of the day. So it was like, that was the good part.
Wonderful.
Another sampling.
There's freebies galore.
It's closed now to, I don't know if there's workers, because there's trucks go in and stuff like that, but I know many years ago it closed down to a lot of workers.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a shame. Well, yeah. Tip Top's still very much functioning, still very much kicking about. Ari, where are we off to next?
All right, let's wrap this up in Lake Macquarie. Good morning, James. Where was the trip?
Good morning. So I also grew up in Sydney, and a couple of places that we went to was Old Sydney Town. Again, yep. I am 100% backing that up. That was absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But another place that we used to go to was actually the gold mines out in Bathurst.
I've been to these. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we also, free samples, they used to give us, we'd go gold panning and things like that, and we'd even camp there, and we'd get given, like, this little vial with, like, near nothing of gold flakes that we would get out of the pan.
You always had to question, James, if they were real or not, because we did.
that's it. You're like, is this really real? Are you really giving us free gold? What's going to be worth in our future? But I don't know where mine is now anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I'm glad to see there's lots of different places right across Newcastle and the Hunter that you can go on an excursion. I do reckon, though, the top excursion, Ari, has to be a universal experience. You're going to Canberra to check out Parliament House in Year 6.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, Scott, I've been following this story since it broke a while ago about the Newcastle Jets, the club being sold and, like, in the process and stuff. And I'm a sports journo at heart, so naturally I've been doing a lot of digging. It's just come out that the Jets are now a step closer to being sold. The deal is with the APL, the Australian Professional Leagues, which operates the men's and women's national competitions, things like that. The thing is, though, the Herald, I've been looking on the Newcastle Herald, they've been told that a member of the consortium has addressed the Jets staff in Newcastle yesterday, and a formal announcement is expected to be made this week on the future of the Jets. But it is looking like it's all systems go. Fantastic. We're going to get the green light, it looks like. So I really hope that it's the deal that we all need and want. The new owners also are intending, this is rumours, to retain coach Rob Stanton, who we also talked about earlier on in the show, and also to increase resources and bring on more development players and things like that. So
just circling back to Rob Stanton.
Yeah.
So assistant coach for the side taken on the All-Stars.
Yeah. Against Newcastle United, the EPL club. Yeah, so that's really interesting. So Rob has got a full roster.
Lots going on with the Jets, and it's fantastic that not only the Jets is in the A-League, the men's and the women's, but also all the feeder clubs coming through and all the juniors wanting to go into the professional A-League and professional football.
Definitely.
You love to see it. Very much needed. Glad there is a buy on the cards. Speaking of TikTok, Ari, came across a video last night and it posed a question to me, and it really had me scratching the old noggin.
Okay, what is it?
If you could go into the future, let's just say round figure 6 years, 2030.
Okay, sure.
You wake up in 2030 and you have one Google search.
Okay.
What would you be Googling? Or Bing or Yahoo or whatever other rubbish there is out there.
You know I'm using Google. Of course you're using Google.
Well, Google's definitely going to be existing in 2030.
Okay. First thing off the top of my head?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to ask Google if Italy actually will make it to win the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Because Italy, we need to win another FIFA World Cup.
Really?
Yeah, it's got to be football. Absolutely.
So you're going down the football train of thought that you want to know scores.
Yes.
And you want to know whether they win.
Yes.
But not for the point of making money.
Nope, I just want to know that my La Familia, okay, my Italian squad, that they're going to win.
Well, as always, gamble responsibly. But the top answer, Ari, would you believe, on this TikTok that I was watching, was people saying, of course you'd go and say, what are the next 6 Super Bowl scores? What are the next 10 grand final scores? And then you're full doing Biff from Back to the Future and placing bets in the past.
Oh, my God.
To make money in the future.
I didn't even think about that yet.
That was the top one for me.
Yes.
Is it really vain if I Google myself?
Well, you want to find out where you go in 6 years, right?
Well, I want to know if I'm still kicking it in 6 years.
You want to know if you're still alive?
Well,
you're being hit by bus.
At the diet that I've got going, I won't last the end of the week. But
too many chicken nuggets and Guzman Gomez.
Way too many chicken nuggets. So you want to go to do it. Why is it such a big thing that you want to know that Italy wins? I get that it's for your family, but you don't have any aspirations for money? You don't want to know about your career?
Oh, no. Look, honestly, if I wanted to be selfish, I would change my answer completely.
Okay, be selfish.
Is Robert Owen still single?
That's enough out of you.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Well, we're pretty much done and dusted for today, Ari.
I know, a bit of housekeeping, though.
Yes, let's go.
All right, first of all, we need to remind you about the Best of Newcastle. This is our newest competition, the original Best of Newcastle. You could vote for your favourite coffee place, which is our category for today. We've already done, you know, your best salon and your best fish and chips. You could do this and could win $500 cash.
And if you want to find out who the winners are for Monday, Tuesday this week for the best seafood, or best fish and chips, sorry, on Monday, and the best hairdresser slash barber yesterday, check out the Novo's Facebook page or the New FM Facebook page.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Also, we need to award our $100 fuel card for this morning, Scott.
Yes, a caller of the day, Samantha in a redhead, Ari.
Yeah, I reckon why not? She deserves it.
She does indeed. We were talking about where'd you go for your school excursion, and Samantha came out with an absolute clanger.
Yeah.
And I love it. You want to hear it? Check it out, the Novos podcast. It'll be up very, very shortly.
Absolutely. And of course, what are you doing this afternoon, Scott?
I'm off to Mousetrap. The Civic Theatre tonight. I am getting my formalities on.
Yeah?
Mousetrap, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap is on, and I can't wait to tell you all about it tomorrow, except what? I'm not allowed to ruin the ending. It's a whodunit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, mystery.
Yeah, so Alexander Wolf, who's one of the stars of the production happening at the Civic Theatre of The Mousetrap, he's actually from London's West End. In Newcastle.
He's a Brit, yeah.
He's a Brit. You were frothing over his accent when we had a chat to him just a couple of weeks ago. It's going to be up on the New FM website. You want to hear that in full, go check it out.
Definitely.
Plus, there's still tickets available for The Mousetrap while it's in season. Go get your tickets. Yeah, go and enjoy yourself. What about you, Ari?
Oh, I might go to The Mousetrap, but I might also be having a quiet one at home after a run at Nobby's today.
Preparing herself for Women's State of Origin Game 1 tomorrow.
I know. I need to get my boots on.
Tomorrow is going to be a belter as well. We got more fuel vouchers up for grabs, plus more chances to win Australian Reptile Park family passes.
Beautiful.
We're playing lowest to luck, so we need your help with a whole heap of stuff, Nui. So make sure you're listening. Get on the line. Get on the air with the Novos to win tomorrow morning. We're getting out of here. Have a great one. Enjoy your hump day.
Catch ya.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.